Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio. Today is Friday, July 26th, 2013. I'm Holly Keene, and this is Raven News. One of the top fish and game officials in Southeast is stepping down after 23 years of helping manage the area's commercial fisheries. Bill Davidson is the regional management coordinator based in Sitka. His last day on the job is July 31st. Davidson stopped by the studios of KCAW to talk about his life and times in the commercial fisheries division.
The first surprising thing about Bill Davidson is that he lives and works in Sitka. Typically, a regional coordinator for fish and game would be based in Juneau. Moving the office was one of his first decisions when he took the job in 2005.
It took a lot of coaxing to get me to apply for it, and that was just a decision I made that I was perfectly content staying as the area biologist here. But if I took the regional job, then I would do it only in Sitka.
Davidson had already put down roots in Sitka when he started working for the state. He arrived here in 1980 to run the hatchery program at Sheldon Jackson College. In 1991, he took the newly created job as assistant area biologist for fish and game. The Sitka office was just beginning to oversee new dive fisheries at the time and a herring spawn-on kelp fishery in Hoona Sound. Davidson says he'll miss all the details of managing the fisheries around Sitka.
The information stream that comes in, like daily, big and little issues, things that need doing. It's just the level of activity has been sort of a full court press ever since I started, I think.
The Sacro herring fishery has become a sort of media darling because of the high stakes and the short time frame in the fishery. But Davidson says there's always something to hold the attention of managers.
That kind of nail-biting goes on almost year-round now, and it's getting very difficult to schedule a break.
He says that the salmon seine fishery, for instance, begins in June and can last through October, with an opening every 3 to 4 days. Davidson thinks the authors of the Alaska Constitution had unique foresight to require the state to practice sustainable fisheries management. The emergency order authority granted to local biologists, as a result, carries the force of law. He says it's created an important partnership with industry.
You know, fish and game is a handful of people that are out making these decisions and managing the resource. And, of course, there's support people out there, too. The industry is also out on the grounds, and they are making observations and you're working with them, and if they see something and they think you don't know, they're going to tell you.
Asked what he would do if he were granted dictatorial powers in fish and game on his last day of work, Davidson chose an idea that is likely widely shared by others closely involved with management.
Any individual, free of charge, can suggest a change in regulation to the Board of Fish, turn in a form, and that will be carried through a wide-open public process. The one thing that I would change is that system, because it's people are taking increasing advantage of that right to participate, but it's becoming unwieldy.
Davidson says his office generated 1,500 pages of analysis on the public proposals for the last Board of Fisheries meeting alone. Davidson has no immediate plans post-retirement except to take more time for himself and his wife, Nancy LeClerc, who also will retire from her job as controller at Sitka Counseling and Prevention Services in a few months. The staff at Fish and Game passed a hat and bought him a new mountain bike. Some friends and family have chipped in for a 10-day river trip. Davidson does not seem to be too down about handing over the reins of Southeast Commercial Fisheries.
I feel like I'm leaving with the resources in good shape and the people in place and the good organization of Fish and Game to carry on the work.
Bill Davidson will be succeeded as Southeast Regional Management Coordinator by Dan Gray, who is transferring over from the same job in Prince William Sound and Bristol Bay. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
The 2013 Little League State Championships kicked off Wednesday evening in Wrangell. The Sitka All-Stars are taking on Anchorage for the state title. KSTK's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
While hot weather took its toll on the district playoffs the last 2 weeks, wet baseballs and mud dominated Wednesday's first game in the statewide championships. Torrential downpours bombarded the players with raindrops the size of pebbles, but the two teams stepped up to the plate with game faces on and toughed it out. The state is divided into two Little League districts. District 1 covers most of continental Alaska, and District 2 is in Southeast. In this statewide tournament, Northern champ South Anchorage faces off against Southeast All-Star team Sitka. Anchorage took Wednesday's game 10-3 in the sixth inning. That's the hardest they've played this season, according to team manager Mel Jesse. He says that while the other teams tried their hardest, the district tournament just wasn't that tough for Anchorage.
We really weren't challenged in our own tournament. Our kids played exceptionally well. Pitching was strong, hitting was strong. The defense had very few errors. So far we've been very fortunate, and we played total of 7 games, and we outscored the opponents 109-2.
Sitka manager Rich Riggs says his team is rested up and ready to play, but he says having back-to-back tournaments away from home is tough on the kids.
For a lot of these 11 and 12-year-old kids, and frankly some of the adults, it's a long time to be away from home, and so the last 2 days have been maybe less focus on still baseball's in the regiment and whatnot, but more of the kind of team slash family element.
Both Jesse and Riggs say their players are working hard, and whichever team wins, they say the game is about more than just baseball.
I played Little League baseball as a kid. Played basketball, played athletics. I love team sports. I love the camaraderie. I love, you know, what goes with it. It's like scouting or anything else. I mean, the bonding and leading and being a guide and a mentor for young kids is, I think, very important.
You know, these kids are really learning life lessons. Yes, they're competing and they're playing baseball and they're working on the fundamentals of baseball and becoming better baseball players. But ultimately, many elements that they contribute to both the practices and the game experience are real life experiences, whether it's a tough loss that then they bounce back from and they learn how to pick themselves back up, facing a little bit of adversity or being a good sportsman and working through those elements as well.
But back to the weather. It might be rainy here, but the team that heads south to represent Alaska in the regional tournament in San Bernardino, California next month can expect temperatures in the hundreds when they step off the plane. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.
The teams are playing for best 3 out of 5. Today's game has been rescheduled for 3 p.m. due to weather. There are also games set for noon on Saturday and Sunday. You can stream all of the games live online on our partner station's website, kstk.org.
Come on, I got a monkey around. Come on, I got a monkey.
Those are sounds from a rehearsal of Seussical, the musical. The Dr. Seuss theme show takes to the stage in Sitka tonight and tomorrow. A group of high school students and recent graduates from across the country have spent the last 2 weeks putting the show together as part of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp's musical theater session. The musical relies on contributions from 18 of Dr. Seuss's books, from the well-known Green Eggs and Ham to the less famous McKellicott's Pool. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
On a big stage in Sitka for 2 weeks in July, a group of young actors are asked by a guy, can it be more exciting? Can that note be a long one? Can we try it with music?
Could it be now cartoon fun?
That's the director. His name is McCrae, and he's teaching and helping as he has been all day. He says watching them learn is nothing but thrilling. He's seen them come far.
And that's really fulfilling?
But does he have fun or just get left flat?
It's a tough time of day to ask me that.
In the late afternoon, a rehearsal just passed, McCrae says he's joking, that he's
having a blast.
Then there are students working day after day. It can be
very stressful, but in a good way.
Megan Wright is an actor, and her part's tough to sell because
all of the lines are rhyming as well.
Wright plays the part of a famous Seuss cat who's known for some mischief and a
fabulous hat.
This process is hard, all the lines and the quipping, but she's done Hairspray and Annie.
Now at home, I'm in Pippin.
There's wattage on stage in all of these parts as they act with their bodies and sing with their hearts. There are two kinds of musicals you might or not know. The kind with big stars who
kind of carry the show.
But this one is different, says Andrew Hames. It's an ensemble piece, and he sits and he names a handful of characters who each hold some clout, which means lots of them
get to be featured throughout.
If you're wondering whether this show is for you, it most likely is, says the cast and the crew. Seuss wrote for kids, but for adults, it's no leap.
It's family-friendly, but it's also very deep.
I hope you'll forgive me for using this voice, but when dealing with Seuss, one hasn't much choice. I promise I won't make the rhyming a habit. Reporting in Sitka, Ed Ronco, Dag Nabbit.
Seussical the Musical is on stage 7 o'clock tonight and 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Saturday. All performances happen at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are at Old Harbor Books or at the door. Alaska's U.S. senators have voted with the majority on legislation that would link interest rates on federal student loans to the financial markets. Democrat Senator Mark Begich referred to the compromise bill as a temporary fix that will provide short-term relief to students and their families. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski referred to it as a permanent fix and a big deal for young Alaskans and their families. The bill is similar to the one that passed the U.S. House and cast by President Obama as a major victory for students. Under the proposal, rates would be locked in for that year's loan. But rates would rise as the economy picks up and it becomes more expensive for the government to borrow money. U.S. House Committee has advanced legislation that would require the feds to help pay for studies of oil and gas potential on federal lands. The bill would require Interior Secretary to provide up to $50 million towards joint projects with states to conduct oil and gas assessments on federal lands with significant oil and gas potential. U.S. Rep. Don Young says the bill would provide funding for a proposal made by Alaska Governor Sean Parnell to determine the oil and gas potential in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And that's all for Raven News. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.